Chapter 28. Natty descended the staircase in the nurse's dormitory, still in her uniform. It was early evening, and she'd just come off her shift. She knew Mrs. Henshaw would scold her for not changing first, but she couldn't wait to see Eddie. She knew he'd be waiting in the lobby. Perhaps after returning from war, a seasoned veteran, he'd find Mrs. Henshaw less frightening. Natty saw him sitting there, as skinny as ever. He held a bouquet of 3 red roses and baby's breath between his legs as he slept, with his head tilted back against the wall. He must have put the flowers there, thinking they would stay still while he slept. He looked peaceful and childlike. He was only 22. At 19, Natty felt older somehow, although she knew her life had been circumscribed by her time in Brooklyn and Cleveland, and now by nursing school. Eddie had been to war. He'd seen Korea and a little of Japan. She had seen nothing of the world. Natty reached the bottom of the staircase. Mrs. Henshaw gave her a look of compassion rather than of anger or reproach. Maybe she loved a soldier once. Natty smiled gratefully. She tiptoed toward Eddie, still sound asleep, bouquet beginning to slip from his knees. She bent down to kiss him, first on the top of his head, and then gently on his lips. His beautiful brown eyes snapped open as he fervently kissed her back. They both turned toward Mrs. Henshaw, who pretended she didn't see the kiss. For a few moments, Eddie and Natty simply looked at one another, Natty still standing in front of him as Eddie sat holding the flowers. Time stopped. Then Eddie stood up, handed Natty the roses, and quickly ushered her out the door.